Welcome to The Lounge Chair, where host Melissa Parsons imparts her wisdom and knowledge to transform mindsets by teaching listeners how to choose and control their thoughts. Find motivation to take control of your thinking and make lasting changes in order to build a solid foundation of self-awareness and healthy emotional balance. Transforming mindsets, one thought at a time.
Bring out your inner diamond here at Diamond District Beauty, where we offer multiple clean beauty products made with all natural ingredients, free from harsh toxins and chemicals. Our products not only look good on you, but are good for you. Join our Diamond Club today on our website for early access to new exclusive member sales and discounts. You can join today at www.diamonddistrictbeauty.com and receive 30% off your first purchase. Let us help bring out your inner diamond here at Diamond District Beauty. We offer all natural clean beauty products, free from harmful toxins and chemicals, designed to not only look good on you, but also be good for you.
Welcome back to the Lounge Chair Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Parsons, and one of our previous episodes called The Impact of Trauma, Seeking Freedom, we discussed the many different levels of trauma and stress that can manifest itself in different ways in your life. Today, we're going to dive into part two of that, of the impact of trauma, seeking freedom, and important topics that can help you stay free and unstuck from despair and discouragement, especially in the face of trauma. In this episode, we will explore valuable insights and practical strategies on how to navigate and overcome these challenges, ensuring that you continue to live a fulfilling and empowered life. We know that trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and it often leaves us feeling stuck in various aspects of our lives, whether it's our emotions, relationships, or even our physical well-being. Trauma has a way of infiltrating every area of our existence. However, finding freedom and releasing ourselves from the clutches of trauma is possible. Matthew 19:26 says, "But Jesus looked at them and said, 'With people, as far as it depends on them, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.'" It is important to acknowledge that healing is a complex and individual process. While we may not have control over the initial trauma inflicted upon us, we do have control over how we respond to it and seek healing and wholeness, as well as in a support system. When constantly rehearsing our trauma in our minds can be detrimental to our mental and emotional well-being, because our mind and body does not know or recognize the difference between thinking about the traumatic episode or experiencing the traumatic episode. While it is important to acknowledge and process our traumatic experiences, dwelling on them excessively can hinder the healing process. Repeatedly in our minds can keep us stuck in a cycle of pain and despair. It can intensify negative emotions such as fear, anger, and sadness, and prevent us from moving forward. It can also create a sense of victimhood, making it challenging to find empowerment and regain control over our lives. Allowing ourselves moments of respite from the trauma's grip can give us the strength and clarity needed to navigate through the healing process. It is important to remember that healing from trauma takes time and patience. Each person's journey is unique and the process will differ. It's okay to seek help and take the necessary time for healing. Likewise, God has already healed and delivered you when He sent His only begotten Son to the cross on Calvary. Now it's your turn to receive it and to keep the Egypt out of you. So many of us have been beaten down by life for so long that they are afraid to know their true identity. Although there are many things that are not, or there are many things that are out of our control, trauma can be incredibly difficult to bear, and it often feels like something beyond our control. Traumatic experiences can deeply impact our identity, affecting how we perceive ourselves and the world around us. It is possible that people may be afraid to know their true identity for various reasons. Firstly, it entails facing the raw truths about oneself, including flaws, insecurities, past mistakes, which can be uncomfortable and unsettling to confront. Additionally, knowing one's true identity often means accepting oneself fully, including parts that may not confirm or conform to expectations or norms, to potentially leading to judgment and rejection from others. Lastly, the fear of these potential disruptions and uncertainties that comes with self-discovery can further discourage people from diving into their true identity. When individuals experience deep and impactful pain, their identities can become intertwined with those experiences. Trauma has the power to shape how people view themselves, as it can alter their perceptions, beliefs, and behaviors. Its rootedness can stem from the profound impact that has one sense of self, causing a shift in their understanding of who they are and how they fit into the world. This can lead to a constant reminder of the pain and suffering endured, often manifesting as self-limiting beliefs, emotional scars, and a distorted self-image. Breaking free from this rooted identity requires empathy, healing, and a reconstruction of self-perception, allowing individuals to discover their inherent resilience and potential for growth. Listen, it is the enemy's vicious plan to rob us of our identity in Christ. He thinks that if he can control us completely, he can strip away our unique characteristics, beliefs, and values, leaving us vulnerable and easily manipulated. By obscuring our identity, he aims to fill the void with his own twisted desires, turning us into mere puppets for his wicked agenda. He understands that knowing who we are is a source of strength and resilience. When we are rooted in our own true identity, we have a clear sense of purpose and direction in life. We are more inclined to make choices that align with our values and bring us fulfillment. By attacking our identity, the devil aims to weaken our resolve and stir us away from the path of righteousness. On the contrary, we can find our true identity and purpose through our relationship with Jesus Christ. We are created in the image of God, Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. God is more interested in our character than our comfort. because Jesus is King. We are kings, small k. And because Jesus is love, we are love. And embracing this, we find comfort and a sense of belonging as our identity is rooted in something greater than ourselves. One way to begin the journey of seeking freedom from trauma is to acknowledging its presence in our lives. Recognizing and accepting the impact of it is crucial in order to move forward. This can be a challenging step as trauma often brings with it a sense of shame, self-blame, or guilt. But neither of these are the characteristics of Jesus Christ. But understand that it is not your fault and that it does not define you is essential in starting the healing process. Once we've acknowledged the trauma, the next step is actively seeking support and guidance. Trauma can feel isolating, but reaching out to professionals can provide the necessary support system to navigate through it. Therapy, in particular, can be a valuable tool in understanding the importance of trauma and develop coping mechanisms to deal with its effects. What is the wilderness? The wilderness is a season of solitude and self-discovery where individuals are stripped of their comfort and familiar surroundings, allowing them to dig deep within themselves and connect with God in a profound way. In the wilderness, believers learn to trust in God's provision, surrender control, and embrace the unknown, ultimately emerging stronger, more resilient, and with a deeper understanding of their purpose and identity. For me, in the time of a wilderness season feels like a time of being stripped of people's opinions, old beliefs, lies from the enemies, people's expectations, people's approval, and all of the things that attached to me during some tough times I encountered that was contrary to what God says about me and who He called me to be. It's like bursting out of an old shell so that I can be rebirthed through a new one. Because it is not familiar, because it is painful, because it is out of my control, and because it is easier to be tempted and to walk away during the process. If not completed, I have to face that same journey, that same ugliness in my life over and over again. So I got to go through the process. I got to go through that wilderness. I got to keep pushing through regardless of what I'm facing, regardless of what I'm being tempted. Like Jesus was tempted by the devil about turning the stones into bread. We will be tempted, but we got to push through. God has so much for us if we just surrender our control to Him. As believers, we serve as powerful examples for others who may be currently facing their own wilderness journeys. While we sometimes think that a good God would give us less than who He is, I will never know or understand. Sometimes as humans, we tend to think that a good God will give us less than who He is due to our limited perspectives and desires that revolved around immediate needs and wants. We might believe that a good God could ideally provide us with a life free from hardship, pain, and suffering. However, this perspective fails to consider that God's plan and intentions might go beyond our short-term happiness. It is possible that God's purpose for our lives involves growth, character development, and ultimately our eternal well-being. Therefore, what may appear as less in our eyes could in fact be a part of a greater plan where God's goodness is not defined solely by what he gives us, but by his wisdom, love, and ultimate desire for our ultimate good. It is important of trusting God's plan, even when we may seem unclear or difficult to navigate. One thing for sure, it is godly to want to be healed. It is godly to experience freedom. It is godly to be humbled. It is godly to renew our minds. It is godly to be greater and rise above our struggles. It is godly to rise above your trauma. You are a victor and not a victim. Wanting healing, freedom, and greatness aligns with the inherited nature of God, growth, and process that is often attributed to his higher power and divine presence of his Holy Spirit. It reflects a desire to reach our fullest potential and live a life that reflects the virtues and values we hold dear. Seeking improvement and actively working towards personal growth can be seen as an expression of our faith and a way to honor the potential that resides within us. Did you know even the most challenging times, God is present, guiding and shaping our lives for a greater purpose? In the midst of our life's most challenging moments, it is important that you remember that you serve a God who is ever present and faithful. Even when circumstances seem overwhelming, take comfort in the fact that God is with you, guiding and strengthening you through the storms. Turn to prayer, seeking God's peace and comfort, and trust in his promise to never leave nor forsake you. Remember that your faith is not in the absence of trials, but in the unwavering presence of a God who can bring beauty out of the most difficult situations. He gives us beauty for our ashes, y'all. We are to keep pushing through and not give up. The wilderness experience is a time of growth, character development, and spiritual transformation. Yes, it can be a challenging and transformative journey that pushes us to our limits, forcing us to confront our fears and rely solely on our faith. But he promised never to put more on you and you than you can bear in 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken you or overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experiences, nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. But God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. If I can be honest about my journey through my traumatic episodes of trauma, my mind and emotions were so deeply rooted in unforgiveness, pain, and despair. Finding a way out didn't exist, so I thought. I had experienced a great deal of pain and trauma starting from the ages of 6 to probably about 40. Leaving my thoughts clouded and my heart heavy, I couldn't imagine a way out of the darkness that consumed me. Finding a way out and becoming healed was never even a thought that came across my mind. I am telling folks my testimony because that does not have to be you. You can be healed. You do have a way out. Every day I would wake up to the weight of my past, the memories haunting me every step. And the pain will always find a way to seep back in, drowning out any glimmer of hope I had. I too have experienced a great deal of suffering in my own life. But I have learned that our thoughts can be so clouded by trauma that we can't imagine a way out. We become trapped in our own minds, unable to see the possibilities that lie beyond the pain. But how did I find a way out? How did I heal from this? Healing begins with acceptance. Accepting that the pain is a part of my story, but it does not define me. It's important to acknowledge the pain, to heal, to feel it deeply, but also to recognize that you are not alone in this journey. No matter how difficult it was, I had to share my story, share my pain, and let others carry my burden with me. You will find strength in the compassion of others, and more importantly, Jesus. And what about forgiveness? How do I forgive those who hurt me? Forgiveness is a difficult journey. It's a spiritual one. And I allow God and the Holy Spirit to help me with that deep-rooted pain. And the sting became less powerful and painful, easier to let go and forgive. It takes time and patience, but you have to start somewhere. But remember, forgiving others is not about excusing their actions or condoning their behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of resentment and hatred. Forgiveness is a gift from God. And now I know better, I'll do better. I have no right withholding a gift that God has given me for myself and others. If God has given the gift of forgiveness to everyone graciously, who am I to decide who receives it or not? It is available to us all, regardless who sins differently than you and I. We all fall short. We all have hurt someone. We have all done something to somebody else. In Romans 3:23-24, since all have sinned and continually fallen short of the glory of God and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life as a gift by His precious, undeserved grace through the redemption, the payment of our sins, which is provided in Christ Jesus. Remember that God is sovereign and has a purpose for every circumstance, even if it may not be immediately clear. Take comfort in knowing that God is present with you in your struggles, walking beside you and offering His strength and guidance. He sees your pain and understands your heartache, and He's ready to provide comfort and peace for your weary soul. Together, we can bear one another's burdens and find strength in unity. Keep holding on to your faith, trusting that God will carry you through the challenges and bring you to a place of restoration and victory. Patience and self-compassion are vital during this process. Celebrate even the smallest victories and acknowledge the progress made, no matter how slow it may feel. Remember that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to trauma recovery, and everyone's journey is unique. It's important to find a balance that works for you, incorporating both your spiritual beliefs and professional support. By doing so, you can seek freedom and find healing in a way that aligns with your values and needs. Combining your faith in spirituality with professional therapy can create a comprehensive approach to healing. Your faith and spirituality can provide a sense of hope, purpose, and connection, while therapy can offer practical guidance and tools to address the psychological and emotional consequences of trauma. Y'all, doing nothing is detrimental to your soul, to your spirit, to your well-being. Because God often uses the hands and hearts of others to uplift and carry us through our toughest moments. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and share your struggles, knowing that you are not meant to walk this journey alone. Surround yourself with those who will speak truth and remind you of God's faithfulness. Together, we can find strength and encouragement while facing life's challenges, knowing that God is working all things together for your good. Keep your faith rooted in His promises. Remain steadfast and trust that in due time, God will bring you through the storm to a place of healing and restoration. Ultimately, we must persevere through our wilderness experience, knowing that you are not alone and that there is hope on the other side. Your reward is waiting for you. You must hold on to your faith, trusting that God is working in and through your wilderness experiences to bring about something beautiful and meaningful. As we conclude this episode, we hope that your decision on how to maintain free and stay unstuck from despair and discouragement through trauma has provided you with valuable tools and perspectives. Remember, trauma may be a part of your story, but it does not have to define you. By implementing the strategies discussed in this episode, staying connected with support system and prioritizing your well-being, you have the power to overcome adversity and build a life full of resilience, strength, and hope. Stay tuned for more empowering episodes on the Loud Chair podcast, where we explore a range of topics, guiding you towards personal growth and wellness. Thank you again for joining me on this journey of healing and freedom with the Lounge Chair Podcast. Don't forget, y'all, to subscribe to stay up to date with all of our upcoming episodes. You can also find us on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Podvine, Spotify, WordPress, and social media platforms. Please share this with another person you think may benefit from creating a positive change in their lives. Also, follow, and comment on some of the episodes as well. Transforming mindsets one thought at a time. Have a blessed week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Lounge Chair. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show so they too can build a solid foundation of self-awareness and healthy emotional balance. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you in the next episode.